Well, welcome to the Business Spotlight Series. My name is Tanner O'Brien. I'm a senior partner here at Action Coach in Central Texas. Today, I'm sitting down with Alex Annapole, who is the owner, the founder of Alex Annapole Design. So excited to be jumping in, talking about some business things, about entrepreneurship, about taking that leap and getting into business for yourself and all the fun stuff that comes along with it. So Alex, first and foremost, thank you for taking the time for being here with us today. Why don't we just start with a little bit of background? Give us kind of the 10,000 foot view of who you are and tell us about your business.
Yeah. So, I'm an interior designer. I studied interior design at UTSA, actually. And originally, I'm from New York City. My father was a custom furniture designer and manufacturer. He had his own factories in New York City. So I've grown up around interior design, and I just eat, sleep, and breathe it. My father actually passed away when I was a child, and I moved to Houston with my mom in middle school. And then I moved back to New York City and started my career in the industry there. And it was just as crazy as you could imagine. And I moved to Texas right before COVID. I actually broke my ankle, which is probably information that isn't relevant, but I decided I don't want to live in New York City anymore, and thinking of the future and where I want to go with my career, and it just made sense to come back to Texas and just settle my life here. And so I've been working in interior design here for almost 4 years now, and recently started my own company earlier this year. So
excellent. I'm so excited to dive into, you know, some pieces along that journey and actually taking the leap. But tell us a little bit more about, so interior design, what types of work do you do? Who's kind of the market that you tend to serve the most? Kind of give us just the general view of what you do with your business.
Yeah, so I'm in residential. There are all different avenues. I mean, everything needs to be designed. So, you know, there's people that do commercial buildings, hospitals. I just really enjoy the luxury home market. It's just what I have fun doing. And I really believe that when you're doing something that you enjoy and it's fun to you, it's not really work. So, I would say it ranges. You know, I've worked on super high-end homes, down to just, you know, people buying their first home and, wanting to renovate it a little bit and furnish it. So, you know, it's just, everyone needs it. I hear it from everyone. They all want my advice.
I love that. So I'll just kind of ask the question on, you know, I like to say, like, who does your business serve? I'll try and frame it a little bit differently. If I was in the audience and I'm watching this back later on, how would I know that I'm a really good fit to give you a call and learn a little bit more? Or I might know somebody who's a really good fit to have you reach out to or have them reach out to you.
Absolutely. I will say that, well, there's different parts of my business. I'll do construction things, you know, remodeling, new builds, anything like that. If you are working with an architect and you need a designer on the home that you're building to help pick materials and finishes and things like that, lighting, I can do all of that. And then there's another part of it where it's more furnishings and, you know, maybe you moved into a new house and you just need to fill it up with furniture and you want a designer's eye for that. I could do that too. Ideally, both of those things would marry and it would just be one big project, but you know, you really have to have a budget for that. And so I would say if you are shopping for furniture and you aren't afraid of the price tag of certain retailers and things, and you maybe want something a little bit more special or you know, different, then that's who I would aim for. I wouldn't necessarily say hiring a designer is good for someone who wants to get a deal or a discount. It truly is a luxury. And, you know, I say that with, you know, being as humble as I possibly can. But I think, you know, I don't know. I hope that answered your question.
Yeah, absolutely. It gives some good context. And I think even the who is maybe not the best fit at this point gives some really good context there. So I appreciate actually kind of going that route. How about like competitors? Why do your clients, the clients that you've worked with, why do they choose you instead of, you know, some of the others that may be in the market that do something similar to what you do?
I think that everyone has a different background and everyone, you know, kind of steps into this field in one way or another. A lot of times I hear people just completely change directions in their careers. And I think that's great. I mean, I think a lot of people don't realize how creative they are until they get out into the real world and they're not necessarily satisfied with their day job and they want to do something a little bit different with their lives. I think for me, hiring me, like I said, grew up around this world. I studied in school for it. I have a degree in it and I've been working in all different facets of the industry since graduating from college. So I would say that my experience is just a little bit more well-rounded than the average designer. And that's kind of by happenstance. In the beginning, it was kind of towards the end of the recession back in the late 2000s, early 2010s. And, you know, I started working for vendors rather than designers because a lot of designers weren't hiring at that point. So I saw the industry from the back end of it and then now the front end of it. So I would say that my experience is just unique. And that's why I would hire me. Also, you know, I'm not afraid to take risks. I like to, you know, push my clients to go for what they really want and not be afraid and realize that you can paint a wall later down the road if you don't like it, or in 5-10 years you want to change the color of this room, that's fine. So I'm more of an optimist in terms of how design can build into your everyday life. And so that's what I would say. Yeah.
Very cool. I love that. I love the unique kind of perspective and experience that you have that kind of brings to the whole context there. Which this kind of leads me into marketing. I always like to ask at least just a couple questions around marketing. It's an area that tends to be a learning curve for most entrepreneurs out there, unless they have a big background in marketing, that sort of thing. But it's vital to every business out there. So yeah. I always like to just, you know, ask some basic questions like what's worked, what have you seen, all that kind of stuff. So what has been kind of your philosophy on getting the word out there about what you do, or how do you attract, you know, some of these best clients to come work with you and things like that?
So I'm not that great about it, but Instagram has been great. One of my first clients came to me through Instagram and, you know, I think that's a great platform for any creative because you can really showcase what you do and what you like and, your inspiration. And, it's kind of like your journal in a way. And, the other side of how I've had clients come to me was just through word of mouth and networking. And, you know, I've been networking a lot with industry professionals and other designers and architects and builders. And so I've had referrals come to me that way. And in the future, I think that I will continue to retain a lot of business through word of mouth, just because that's how most designers get their work. But, you know, I have aspirations of being in magazines and things like that along the way. So it's just a building process. And I think just getting your name out there as best as possible is really where people thrive.
I love it. I'm curious, you mentioned Instagram being at least a fairly solid platform. It's great because of creative, networks, things like that. And actually getting a client from Instagram. So I'm just kind of curious when you saw that happen, when you got a client from Instagram, was it, being able to kind of put a bunch of images out there, things like that, where people could see it, and then they just sent you a message say, hey, I'm interested in learning more? Or did you have some sort of call to action that was like, hey, give us a call if you're interested in learning more?
Strangely, no, she just found me. I think just, using hashtags and I was in the beginning, I haven't been good about Instagram for a while. I need to get back to that, but life, doing this as a solopreneur, I guess you could say, is a bit chaotic. And I'm sure a lot of the people listening to this would agree. But yeah, I went crazy with the hashtags and somehow she found me. I do plan I just had my first photo shoot of actually her house last week. So once I get those photos back, I'm going to use that to do ads and try to target more of the people that I want to work with. And hopefully that's an even better way of getting it. But yeah, don't underestimate the hashtag. It's it works.
I love it. That's really good insight. And that's, that's why I asked some of these questions. It's just like, what has worked? What have you seen? Will it work for everyone? Maybe, maybe not, but being able to kind of get some context of different things out there. So I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. But let's talk about one of my favorite questions, which is the number of hats that you get to wear in the business today. So you mentioned you're kind of solopreneur, you're early in your journey. How many different hats do you get to wear? We'll say get to wear in the business today, or at least which ones do you kind of find yourself wearing most of the week? So different roles within the business, that sort of thing. Give us some context on that.
Yeah, so I would say all of them, but that's probably not going to resonate with everyone because I'm sure not everyone understands what I do. I'm the designer, I'm the purchaser, I'm the coordinator, the bookkeeper. I'm about to start working with a bookkeeper. I at least got an accountant now and all that, so I don't have to do that hopefully anymore soon. But yeah, I mean, it's all of the above. I mean, staying current with taxes is just, you get the email and you're like, oh God, another thing. but yeah, I enjoy wearing all the hats. And honestly, a lot of the firms that I've worked for, I wore many hats as well, just small business in general. Even though I wasn't the business owner, I was doing a lot of the work myself. And, I think it's important for a company to have everyone be well-rounded. If it's so small and, if someone goes on vacation, then you can't just let their work sit there. But I digress.
That's so true. So I love that you enjoy kind of all the different hats and looking at, offloading some pieces of it, having an accountant and a bookkeeper and things like that starting to take place, which is phenomenal. Mm-hmm. Kind of the secondary question to this question of number of hats is, when you look at kind of all the ones that you get to do or all the roles that you get to play, is there one or two that stands out that you're like, I absolutely love these and I'm going to hang on to them as long as I possibly can. And then on the other side of the spectrum, you know, what's the next one that as soon as you can give it to somebody, like that's the next one to go.
So what I love, would be sourcing and shopping and going to trade shows and things like that, where I can get more inspiration for what I like. And, you know, I think that being the name and the face of a company, when it's a creative based company, having your vision be what stays through the test of time is really what's going to keep you successful. So with that, I would say giving away would be, you know, errands and smaller tasks just at first, and maybe someone to do the purchasing and kind of paperwork side of things. And I didn't mention this, but I also do drafting and drawings and things like that. So, you know, maybe give that away too, but the first thing would probably just be like the errands and tasks that are just a time suck.
Mm-hmm. I love it. That's some good context there. You know, I kind of get like two basic questions, and then we'll shift over to some of the rapid fire questions here. But I want to, you know, ask you about that leap that you've taken to start your own business, been, you know, a part of other people's businesses for a number of years, been in the industry for a long time, and then making that decision to say, nope, now is the time. I'm going to go out on my own, start doing this. What was that transition like for you? Like, was there fear? Was there excitement? Was there a whole bunch of other emotions that come along with that? What, kind of walk us through what that was like for you and how you made kind of that official decision to say, I'm going to do it. We're going to take action and start this business for yourself.
So actually I had technically started my business, on paper a few years ago, and I never touched it. I was hoping it would just be kind of like a side hustle, and, you know, but when I'm working, I'm just so focused on what I'm doing that just wasn't really feasible for me to do on the side. It takes a lot. It's a lot. It's time consuming, and it's a lot of mental load just being a creative in general. And so, you know, I found myself earlier this year deciding if I should take another job or just really pull the trigger. And I just said, you know what? Now's the time. I've been sleeping on this, and I had kind of some things knocking at my door that I was like, maybe this would work out and I should just pull the trigger. And I did it. And a lot of fear, but a lot of excitement. I mean, it was, you know, this has always been my goal and my dream. And I don't know. I think I was always like, it's not the right time. But now I just forced myself to do it. And I think a lot of people agree. And I hear that a lot. Like, there's no time like the present. And so, I, you know, I've looked back a couple of times and been like, is this really what I should be doing right now? But it's been working. So I'm glad I did it.
That's amazing. So you mentioned that was one of the goals. Now that you've got the business running, you're starting to grow it, all of that fun stuff. Mm-hmm. Where do you see it in the next 3 to 5 years? What's kind of the, maybe not super long-term goals, but what are kind of some of the goals for the next couple of years? Where do you see things going? Where do you see your role shifting within the business, if at all? What excites you? What's kind of the vision moving forward?
Yeah. I would say definitely building out a team and at least 1 to 2 people, just because I want to take on more projects, and the more that I can take on and know that I have coming down the pipeline, the more I'll feel comfortable having an employee. And I care deeply about cultivating someone's career as their boss. And so, you know, I don't want to take that leap until I know that I can do it 100%. And so my goal is just to keep going and until I can get to that point. And I think you know, having the help would be great. but yeah, I mean, 3 to 5 years, I would love to be able to shift and also start investing in real estate and doing that to add to my portfolio of work. And you know, I have a lot of dreams down the road, but for now, this is where I'm at.
That is phenomenal. I love it. It's always fun to kind of see, you know, what some of that vision is. And I'm, if you're like most folks out there, I'm sure that vision will continue to develop and grow over the next couple of years as you continue to grow as an individual and as a business. So I want to, you know, kind of shift us to a couple rapid fire questions. These are meant to be more kind of top head answers, but really just pull out some additional nuggets of wisdom for the audience here. So when you look at your journey so far through starting this business to kind of your entire, you know, career in interior design and everything that comes before, what would you say for you has been your key to success?
I think being so obsessed with this industry and the artistic nature behind it, I think it being a passion of mine, not just a job, has really you know, fueled my fire, I guess, and gotten me to where I am. I think, you know, I've worked with a lot of really talented people, and I've, you know, worked with people who don't necessarily care about this outside of the 9 to 5. And I think for me, what keeps me going and what's gotten me here is just, like I said earlier, eat, sleeping, and breathing design.
I love it. How about a piece of advice that you would give to other business owners or other entrepreneurs out there? If you could give them one piece of advice, what would you leave them with?
Definitely have someone do your taxes for you. Don't try to take that on yourself.
I will double agree with that one. That's fantastic. How about book recommendations? Usually how I frame it up is one book that you're either currently reading or have read most recently, or if you've got, you know, another one that kind of pops into your mind of that you'd recommend, but book recommendations, and it doesn't have to be business related, anything that you'd recommend.
So other than interior design, I'm really fascinated by psychology, and I read a lot of self-help books. One thing that pops into my mind is The Body Keeps the Score. It's totally unrelated to interior design, but I think it's a fascinating read, and I think everyone would get something out of that book.
Very cool. Adding it to my list. All right, final rapid fire question. And this one's just kind of a fun one. If you had to choose just one area in your business today, you could only choose one, where you could take a little bit of magic dust and sprinkle it all over that one spot in your business, and you'll wake up tomorrow, it's like 10 times better than it is today. Where would you choose to put that magic dust?
Probably marketing. I mean, I think that's not really my wheelhouse. And so if I could just flip a switch and it be done, then that would be great.
I love it. That's a great place to put it. Awesome. Well, I always like to end on one specific question, but before we run through that question, you know, for those that are watching, that want to learn a little bit more, that want to connect with you, that want to, you know, reach out and have a conversation, where can we advise them to go for more information?
Oh, yes. You can go to my website, which is www.alexanapoldesign.com, and it's spelled not how you'd imagine. And you can email me hello@alexanapoldesign.com. I'm hoping you maybe write that on the... Okay.
Yes. Absolutely. I will put the website link, I'll put the email. I'll probably put your LinkedIn profile in there as well. Sure. All in the video description below, so that as soon as we wrap up here, those that are watching, go down, click the links, make sure that you go check it out. Reach out, say hi, saw you on the Business Spotlight, loved the conversation. Make sure you make some connections here, because that's one of the, you know, my favorite things with this particular series is, you know, we're connecting with local business owners, and you know, being able to make more connections here is always a fun thing. So please, as the audience, if you're watching this later, go take a moment, go click, go check everything out and say hi. Fantastic. So as we wrap up, final question I've got for you today. What is most inspiring to you today?
I think what's most inspiring is networking with other designers and small business owners that are doing it themselves, because it really just, you know, takes that am I doing this alone feeling away. And I realize that, you know, this isn't for everyone, but for the people that it's for, you know, all the pain points and all of the celebrations, you know, everyone experiences that. So feeling less alone in the process is what is inspiring to me.
I absolutely adore that answer. It's sometimes it's lost and it's forgotten that, especially in just business in general, it can be very, very lonely. Not all of mm-hmm. your friends will understand the things that, you know, we go through as entrepreneurs. So being able to have a network of folks that also feel the same things and mm-hmm. experience the same things, both ups and downs, and being able to share them is really, really powerful. So I know that's a tangent. I asked you what inspires you today, but that answer inspired me. So there's my 2 cents on it. Awesome. Well, Alex, I appreciate you taking some time. This has been a phenomenal conversation. Had a lot of fun, you know, learning a little bit more about your business, about your journey. And again, for those watching, make sure you go click the links, check everything out, and make sure you go out and say hi. So Alex, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you.